B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Lalo.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. You know what? Haven't they picked you up for vagrancy yet? It's our buddy from North Fort Myers. So what's going on, pal?
Well, you're vagrancy. What the hell are you talking about?
You can't drive. You're going around. You can't go to the bar. They reclosed the bar down. No karaoke.
Now, you looky here.
Don't come at me.
I'm a working man.
Oh, you got a job?
You know damn well I got a job.
Okay. Now, with today's situation, where do you have a job?
I'm an entertainer.
Karaoke at the bar. You can't have anybody at the bar right now.
I'm also a security man.
For what?
For strippers.
That's a bar. I think it's closed.
Well, I'm on furlough.
Ah, are you collecting unemployment?
Well...
You haven't paid your taxes in probably a decade. I don't think you're collecting unemployment, so thus you're a vagrant.
You ever seen that movie, Star Wars?
Yeah, who hasn't seen Star Wars?
Well, during that movie, when Obi-Wan Kenobi said to Han Solo when he's fixing to rent the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. How can he say Obi-Wan Kenobi flawlessly but can't say Millennium Falcon?
I just had a little dip.
Okay. All right. Yes, I'm aware of that in the movie. Yes.
Normally, I can say Millennium Falcon fine. I just had a little,
little Copenhagen.
But look here. So when old Obi-Wan goes up to Han Solo and he wants to rent the Millennium Falcon, he says, my friend, I would like to avoid any imperial involvement, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
And that's the way I look at government paperwork and taxes and whatnot.
You've always been an under-the-table guy.
Well, I like it fair and square. What I want to find out is where Elvis ate a damn hot dog.
Junior, look that up. Have you ever been to the oldest diner in Palatka?
I've been up Jacksonville way. I don't know if I was ever actually in Palatka.
Okay. What can I do you for, Bubba?
Looky here.
Looky here. Anybody ever slap you in the face for saying looky here so many times?
You mean a living person?
All right, looky here, what are you calling for, pal?
Well, I was gonna tell you a little joke.
Oh, you're gonna tell me a joke. Okay, I'm ready to listen. Not a big fan of jokes, but if you got a joke, I'll listen to your joke.
All right, tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready right now. I'm ready and waiting to hear your joke.
Okay. Let's say I'm driving to Palatka to go to where Elvis ate a hot dog at the old diner.
Yes.
And I see an old boy hitchhiking. I pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, long-haired son of a bitch.
Yeah.
We drive along. He said, I sure do appreciate you picking me up. It's a long walk to Palatka.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's all right. I'm heading that way anyway. And he says to me, not many people won't pick up a hitchhiker these days. They worried the hitchhiker might be a serial killer.
Yeah, that's what they tell you. Especially one that you described all scruffy.
Yeah, raggedy something.
Yeah, raggedy.
And I turned around and looked at him. You know what I said?
What's that?
I said, well, I figured the odds are pretty damn low there'd be two of us in the same car.
there it is. I just Junior just found it. You ever eat at the Coney Island Drive-In? Eat where Elvis ate. Coney Island Drive. Where is that, Junior? What town is that in?
That's in Palatka, I think.
That's not near. In Palatka.
Let me double check.
That's not. They got three locations. One's the original one.
You tell that Junior, he's just making it up now.
Yeah, he's making it up. How do you feel about him being back?
Brooksville.
You ever been to Brooksville?
Yeah, I bet I go up there every year for the Brooksville Raid. Which just got canceled, by the way.
Yeah, I know. A lot of stuff just getting canceled.
The damn Boy Scouts turned on us.
Yep.
And they put out a letter that said, I am sorry to inform you, but that the Confederate Army is no longer welcome on Boy Scout land.
There is no more Confederate Army.
The hell that... It's reenactment.
I understand that. So did they cancel it this year because of COVID or because
That's
of the whole Confederate thing?
That's what they say.
Yeah. Well, that's probably it.
COVID. No, that's bullshit.
Hey. Now, I know you're getting all worked up. You're thinking about your old stomping grounds in Brooksville and Palatka.
We done that reenactment 40 years, and they took it away.
It's not necessarily because of the Confederate stuff. It's because of the COVID. All of these big gatherings have been canceled for 2020. Did you just climb out from under a rock?
All I can say is it sounds like the Yankees won again.
No. Well, maybe this year. But I'm sure they'll do it. Those things are big deals, whether it's a World War II reenactment, Revolutionary War, Civil War. Those are big, huge things. It's the COVID.
You preach in your choir, brother.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, when they do those, the Confederate Army has to lose.
Not Brooksville.
I don't know. Again, I've never been. So they win in Brooksville?
Well, it depends on how many show up.
What do you mean?
Generally, we got a gentleman's agreement that whichever side had more people show up wins.
Okay, fair enough. But they're not having it this year. Is that why you called?
Well, that really bothered me.
I understand, but it's different times now.
And now I'm hearing that. Everything now is cancel culture.
Yeah? And what do you think about that, cancel culture?
I think it's gone too far.
All right, there's one man's opinion.
Now, looky here.
You're going to... What do you mean, looky here? You're going to school me now?
Well, looky here, maybe I will.
You didn't get out of the sixth grade. Looky here.
What's that got to do
with it? You're gonna go ahead, school me, brother. You're a guy who won't even tell me his full name, and I apparently met you years ago.
Well, ask my brother if it's that important to you. That's some bitch. That's snake in a grass.
Don't even start. Now, what?
You know, when they say, oh, the Civil War, which is actually the war between the states.
That's correct. There was nothing civil about it.
But, you know, they go, oh, it turned brother against brother. And I said, yeah, I can see that.
Okay. Thank you, Professor.
You see, it really is, as a matter of fact.
There were a lot of times during the Civil War or the war between the states where the family was divided. You had brother John go fight for the Union, and you had brother Steve go fight for the South.
Yeah. And I could easily see myself meeting my brother on a field of battle.
And what would you do?
I'd knife him. I wouldn't waste a musket on that son of a bitch.
All right. I know in the past you've had your differences, but you know what? You don't need to bring it back to the Civil War and start with this cancel culture and COVID-19 and the damn reenactments canceled.
Here's where I know when it went too far.
Okay, you tell me.
I don't know if you follow the news.
Yeah, that's part of my job. part of my job is to follow the news, not pick up some kind of magazine or pamphlet that you read as news.
But I heard a rumor that things have gone so far now that they are changing the name of the Washington Redskins.
Oh, that's true. That's true. The Redskins, the name has been retired. That happened when we were on vacation. It came down at Daniel Snyder and all them. They retired the name Redskins. They haven't come up with a new name yet.
Well, but they're working on it. I hear, you know, they got all kind of different names. They don't want to change their colors and nothing. They want to keep it close. So they're talking about, you know, Red Hawk. Red tail, red this, and red that. And I figured, you know, there's probably a lot of people watching, especially Southern Maryland, that is probably going to be extremely upset, and maybe we could meet in the middle where they could keep the colors, and they just go by the Washington Rednecks. And they just fly Confederate flags.
They can't fly the Confederate flags.
And then I figured that'd unite everybody because,
it
you
would
know,
unite
back,
everybody.
Back in the 80s when a real man by the name of John Riggins played ball up there, they had a big offensive line called the Hogs, and they could wear the hog nose and wave the rebel flag. So that way, some of them could be disrespecting the police at the same time.
I'm Steve Downs. Some of you may know me as the voice of Halo's Master Chief. In 1997, Bill Clinton was president of the United States.
I did not have sexual relations with that.
Princess Diana was laid to rest. And the Florida Marlins won the World Series.
And the Florida Marlins are world champions.
That was also the year Stan and Haney began doing afternoons on 96 K-Rock. They said it would never last. Some even plotted to make sure it would never last. But for some ungodly reason, they're still here. Stan and Haney, whether you like it or not. Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on now. Listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers. Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Gotta be way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Show. My name's Stan. There's my pal, my muchacho, my partner, Mark Haney, to my front right. And then on the other side of the glass, for good reason, is Junior. Hi, Junior. How are you?
Yo.
We doing better today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sup.
Sup.
Sup, dude.
I told you when you came in here, Haney, that for you, and I think for us, and hopefully the listener, I've got some good news. Some. And it's been really tough to come by lately. Good news. Really tough to come by lately. Let me refresh.
Well, everybody. Legitimate good
news. Yeah, legitimate. Let me refresh everybody's memory.
There's been some really lame attempts at happy talk, but legitimate good news, yeah, that's few and far between.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about, because I started talking about martinis, and then Haney and I started reminiscing when, now, kids, back in the day, downtown Fort Myers, there used to be a place called Peter's La Cuisine, and up, I think it was on the second floor.
Third
floor, it was the brick bar where they'd have blues.
Where downstairs was like a five-star gourmet restaurant.
Yes, sir.
And up on the third floor, it was all brick and all about blues.
They would, on a fall day, they would have the old-style giant windows. They'd open them all up.
Yeah.
Breeze would come through, brick all around.
Great atmosphere.
Small stage, nice bar.
And one of the greatest entertainment venues there was.
Yeah. They even had, and I don't know if you remember this, it was right, you probably do. They would have one of the waitress girls, one of the cocktail waitresses, walk around with that box where you could buy cigarettes. They had little mints to go and freshen up.
See, that's how things are supposed to be.
And you would go from the table, and she'd have matches, little cigars.
I remember we were floored by it.
Yeah. And they would go, can I get you anything? And it was that little box that she'd carry around her neck. And
as a matter of fact, I remember right before I disappeared deep into a buzz, I turned to you and said, are we in heaven, Stan?
So they used to have some of the top blues acts come in. And we were talking yesterday about a woman named E.C. Scott from California, San Francisco, California.
We spent many a night with E.C. just having a good time tearing up the blues.
This woman could belt out the blues. She was nationally known.
She had a great sense of humor. We had a great time together.
Great band with her. And we used to, numerous times, she used to come down to the radio station, say, hey, going to be at Peter's tonight. Come on down. And rest assured, Haney and I were down there numerous times. So you said yesterday, oh, hey, Junior, why don't you see if you can get a hold of her and see if she can come on?
I figured it'd go in one ear, out the other.
Let's put it, it didn't. And he was talking to her, and I got a chance to talk to her. She's coming on Monday.
Does she remember us?
She acted like she did. But I think I overheard Junior, and he said, you hung out with these guys like 10 years ago.
Oh, no.
And she's like, oh, yeah. You know, I went and looked back, because when she comes on Monday, I got a
lot more than 10 years ago.
I got a little clip when she was in the studio getting fresh with me. And so I said, what is the date? This was not even the first time that she was on. This was another.
Oh, yeah, she came on a bunch of times.
22 years ago.
Yeah, like 10 years ago. 10 years is a long time to him.
Yeah, I know.
He was in high school.
We were 22 years ago. She made one of her numerous appearances on our show.
And the reason that she made those numerous appearances is she was, like I said, she had a great sense of humor. Yep. She blended in well with us.
And I'm telling you, when she would play down there, the house was packed and everybody was going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be coming on. I guess, Junior, help me on this.
When she was in town, the party's jumping. Everybody's having a good time.
She's
and
not
you know what's
anymore.
On my mind?
She's engineer. What? What's on your mind?
Down Home Blues.
You're damn right. She said she's not singing anymore?
She told me right now she's engineering.
She engineers?
Like you?
Yeah.
So you can, this time now, the new generation, and he can do shop talk with her.
Yeah.
Talk
yeah,
about auto-tune and crap.
Yep. All of that stuff. Speaking of that, later on in the show, I gotta hand it to Junior. Hats off. He's been doing some good stuff. He got a hold of your the voice stuff that you did. He worked it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And put even one version, he put a little music to it, and he checked to see where you're singing at. I'll give you all the details.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm not as low as that guy, but I'd like to see by comparison.
I read it wrong, by the way, because he told me I read it wrong. I said he was singing at a G7. He was singing at a G-7. And he tells me they have to use a microphone to pick it up because the human ear can't pick up how low he can go.
Yeah. So that the reason I did that is I figure I've got a reasonably deep voice.
Yeah.
So what is that compared to him?
But I'll tell you, he went and took the stuff into his studio. It sounds good. He did a great job.
Well, he had some great raw material to work with.
He told me he had
didn't have to do much.
He had to tune it. That's what he told me.
Did you tell him that?
I did.
That he had to tune you.
What? I tuned you up a little bit.
Why did you do that? You tune me up when we're trying to figure out how low it is.
Well, the first note, the lower note, I kept just normal. But everything else I, you know, touched up on.
Well, why did you? I didn't. See, I don't understand all this.
So we want to find out how low I was. It wasn't how good I can sing. It was to see how low the register was.
Yeah.
And he went and tuned it up.
Tuned it up.
I'm an engineer. What can I say?
So I think I got to be spotted like 2 points.
Maybe. Well, he did check you before he did everything.
Before he did all the craziness.
He
all right.
To find out what
you're okay, fair enough
we'll
then.
Do that
fine.
We'll do that later on today. But less than a half hour, we'll check.
I just
that
find
out.
That an odd thing for someone to do when you're trying to find out how low something is. Hey, let's tune it up.
Yeah, that's what he did. Tuned it up to give you a very high voice.
Yeah, let's kneecap him.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Yep. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We have the audio grab bag coming up for you in just a few minutes. In about a half hour, we're going to analyze, thanks to Junior in his home studio, analyze Haney's voice.
Well, you know what? Junior learned a valuable lesson.
What was that?
Junior put in a little extra work last night.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and it came out very good.
And he didn't have to, but he did.
Yeah.
He did the right thing.
He sure did.
And guess what, Stan?
What?
Junior's learning that when you do good things, good things happen.
It shipped.
It shipped yesterday.
Okay. All right.
Unknown to him.
It shipped.
On the day that he does a little extra,
yeah, he's being rewarded. It shipped.
Today is a good day.
Yeah.
So, you see, Junior, for the past month, you've thrown a daily temper tantrum about it.
Yeah.
That didn't work so good, did it?
No.
When you shut up about it and did your job.
Yeah.
Good things happen.
Yeah.
It shipped.
Now that piece of equipment that Haney bought for you is shipped, and now you can clean his garage.
Yeah.
Well.
Cherry pick.
Put that in quotes. Yeah. Clean.
Yeah. We're going to give you a chance to win in about an hour.
What that means is go through the garage, find anything of value, and remove it.
Right. I got more good news from a texter on the Absolute Law text line.
Today is just a good news day.
It is. Good news for Junior. Good news that we made contact with E.C. Scott 22 years later. Good news on the Absolute Law text line. We have... When you've been around this town for 30 years, you make friends. Whether it's police, fire, people in business, people in the know. Somebody in the know, who I will not bust because I don't think it's been made public, informed me.
A little Boyd told you?
Boyd. That after months and months and months, a... little establishment in Immokalee that has a hotel there and a little gaming area.
Yeah, I heard about that from D-Train.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was one that broke the news that they had a hotel up there. August 31st.
Nice.
Back in business. August 31st. That's what my little boy tells me.
Yeah. You're just about at your limit, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Yep. Can't take much more. Let's do the grab bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples. Make those reservations.
Notice you've been a little trembly lately.
Yep. Oh, man. I need to put some bets down. That's true. The last time I gambled... was at my wedding in Vegas.
Yeah, I've just now recovered from that.
Yep. Bounce back.
Yep.
This is... maybe it wasn't meant to be, although I don't want to say that, but... you go up to the north, and I'm sure there's some down here, but they really treasure them up north. The old covered bridges from yesteryear. So many towns,
like the bridges of Madison County.
Exactly. So many of these places, they want to restore them, bring them back to their glory.
What was the purpose of those?
What, a covered bridge?
Yeah, because there's nothing else around it. Is it just supposed to be a rain shelter?
Maybe. Like if you're riding your horse and buggy and you get underneath there, you can stay out of the weather. You know, if a young lady on the buggy there needs some... rest on the way to the Ponderosa.
Oh, some quote-unquote rest.
Right. An historic covered bridge in Illinois was damaged, in need of repair. And so the town took 2 years to restore the bridge.
That's great. So the new material is exposed to the elements for 2 years as they're restoring it.
Well, I guess it looked really nice. That was until it was damaged by a school bus going through it one day after it wrapped up its restoration.
Oh, come on.
So the news reporters were out there talking about it, and you'll hear the noise at the end of the report. As they're doing a report talking about the bus hitting
it, happened.
Bridge, it happened again.
Oh, no.
Just over 2 years, the bridge came back. We had a ceremony, and less than 24 hours later, a bus goes through it. It was jaw-dropping. It's like this, you couldn't even make it up.
I heard this crash at 1222, and I said, oh, no. The bridge was built in 1906.
There it goes.
people size it up.
As the report's going
sometimes
on.
Sometimes they don't size it up correctly, and they still go regardless of whether or not it's overweight or oversized.
Breaking news.
Twice in like 2 days.
And that's why we don't have covered bridges anymore.
Yep.
How does that happen?
I don't know. It's well, I'll tell you, the covered bridge is low. There is a sign before you go over the bridge. Here's the height of the bridge. Nothing bigger should go through it. As a matter of fact, I think the warning sign even had a bus. Do not cross. It ran right into the top of the bus.
That's just the height of stupidity.
Yep. This is...
And I mean, even if you don't know your numbers, you can eyeball it.
You can guess. Yes. A single mom in Texas got an eviction notice. And she wasn't all too pleased about it. Why?
Why is that?
Not only was she getting evicted, but the manager of the leasing company put a flyer up on her door letting her know that she's been evicted. But it was done with like a smiley face and a little quote, "Guess who's moving out? You, smiley face." This woman had none of it.
I ain't gonna lie, that took me by surprise. I never met a company that actually thought it was funny to put notes like that on the tenant's doors.
You never met Stan.
Guess who's moving today?
Don't want me to be
there. There was nothing funny about that.
Nothing funny. Guess who's moving out today?
Stan the landlord could find a reason to kick himself out of his own place.
Yep. That's it, Stan. You're up. Don't. And Haney has said this for years. Because I don't put me in charge of anything.
No, you should never be in charge. We would have nuked major countries by now if you were in charge.
Yeah.
How many countries would we have nuked if you were in charge of the United States since we've been doing this show?
Oh, several of them. Well, the Ukraine. Panama. What else? I mean, just to go right down and name them.
Grenada.
That would be just a nice parking lot right now.
A nice airstrip.
Yeah. This is so flawed that I am almost embarrassed to do this. But again, we live in different times.
I don't like that. We live in times that are very strange.
Website did.
And I don't mean because I'm getting older. I mean, we live in strange times by any measure.
Well, let me give you the structure of this. A website wanted to know what was the best dog in pop culture. Best dog.
I'd say it'd be obviously it would be a tie.
Between?
Spuds McKenzie and the Coppertone dog pulling down the girl's pants.
You would be wrong.
What?
Why? The website didn't want, and this is where it's confusing to me, because this is pretty old too.
Rin Tin Tin?
No.
Lassie?
No.
Benji?
The website did not want you to consider legendary dogs. It wanted you to consider pop culture dogs. And I'm like, well, what does that mean?
What's the difference?
That means they left out dogs like Lassie and Snoopy and Old Yeller and Lady and the Tramp. Those didn't qualify. But for some reason, this one did and was named the best pop culture dog.
What about Spuds McKenzie?
Nope. It's the old St. Bernard called Beethoven.
You only got about two more sections of pipe, Carrie.
I'm going to try to hold it.
Oh, that's not the one I want. Hold on. That one's much more important.
I thought famous dogs weren't eligible.
Yeah, but pop culture. I don't know the rules.
So Lassie wouldn't be considered
Lassie,
part of pop culture.
Snoopy. None of them. Well, let me get
so Lassie and Snoopy are not pop culture. Beethoven is pop culture.
Yes.
This is bull.
Yeah. Here it is. Here's
complete and utter
bull. Is this the one I want?
Let's just call the dog Rover. Yeah.
Please,
please,
come on, MC Hammer.
MC Hammer.
No, Rover.
He
doesn't like any of those names.
Oh, right, like he can really read his mind.
Right. Emily, honey, what
hear
is
on
dog
that piano
like
there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is ridiculous.
It's a dog. He doesn't have preferences. You could call him Ding Dong Head. He wouldn't know the difference.
That's true.
Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
You tell us what he wants to be called.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it.
Beethoven.
That's the number one pop culture dog in the world. I don't get it.
It makes no sense.
None. This is what I wanted to play for you, but play.
This
before.
Is the important one.
Yeah, this one I like. This one's dramatic.
That you got out of order.
Yeah, it did. They were out of order on this thing. This happened, I guess, back in June, but the video has just come out. A rescue team in Pennsylvania went deep into an overflow pipe to save a dog. Here's how it sounded as they're trying to get this dog out of the pipe and rescue him.
You only got about two more sections of pipe, Carrie.
I'm going to try to hold it, but this dog's fast. Go ahead.
You can hear him crying.
All right, pull again.
Go.
Almost here, Carrie, almost.
Come on.
I got a good action shot in there.
The dog's getting mad. Come on.
About 4 feet and feet are out.
Come on.
Feet are out.
Come on. Ready, get the dog. You got it?
Yeah, and they got him. Fell into a pipe.
Was it like vertical?
I don't know. It was like down and there was a lot of water and stuff and they had to go and it was way down in there. I think it was like several feet.
Could the dog have gotten out on its own if it was a little smarter?
No.
So it's like a well.
Yes. I use this here. I got this as for background music here.
A major motion picture. Mm.
Did you know that there are plans? Oh, Hollywood's getting ready for 2021. There is a planned reboot of the movie The Exorcist for 2021.
Well, I guess it's timely.
Yeah. Well, there's a big petition going on now to stop it. It says, quote, this petition is to stop the greedy Hollywood machine from remaking The Exorcist, as we already know that a remake will never equal the original.
Haven't they already done it?
Well, they had Exorcist...
Aren't we up to like Exorcist 5 by now?
Was it? I think Richard Burton was in the Exorcist 2. Horrible thing. Nothing like the Max von Sydow version with Linda Blair turning her head and eating the pea soup. Yeah,
you know, I saw they wouldn't even allow that spider crawl scene into the movie until the director's cut came out.
Really?
Yep.
There's Linda Blair.
You know where she goes backwards down the stairs and her head's all...
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't in the original.
Really? I've had my...
Some reason, they felt like that was too far.
I've had my run-ins with Linda Blair in the past, and she used to live up in Connecticut. Linda Blair did. Now, I didn't...
She used to be pretty.
I didn't know her. My sisters knew about her because my sister, they did Hunter Jumper show horses.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the same competition and level that...
Now, was this before she was possessed?
This was right around that time.
So she was a star. She was jumping horses with your sisters.
Yes. And nobody, here's the thing, and it's not just my sisters. My sisters stayed out of it because my old man would yell at them. My sisters stayed out of it. But in the hunter-jumper community in the Northeast, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Vermont, all of those areas.
Now, was this before she started doing soft porn?
Yes. She was still quite young. Exorcist young.
Oh, that's right. She was a little girl then.
Nobody in the circuit liked her because, A, she was not a very good rider. And the judges would always, because it was Linda Blair, give her the benefit of the doubt.
But lack of skill.
A considerable lack of skill for the level that everybody else was at.
She didn't want to put the work in.
That's what I would think. That's another lesson to learn, Junior. But, there she was there. What do I got here? Oh, speaking of remakes, this... And again, I don't understand all of this Marvel comic stuff, DC comic stuff.
Well, you're a grown man. Why
right.
would you?
Follow me on this so that you understand.
You know, you don't play with Stretch Armstrong dolls.
Not anymore. Ben Affleck is returning as Batman.
Oh, no.
In the upcoming Flash movie. You see, the plot involves the Flash visiting parallel dimensions, which is how Michael Keaton is also appearing as his version of Batman. What? Or at least Bruce Wayne. But remember, this is still a Flash movie and not a Batman movie.
Right, we're in the computer business, not the radio business.
Robert Pattinson is DC's main Batman going forward.
What?
His first crack at the character will be in the movie called The Batman, which comes out next year. The Flash will follow in 2022. You don't remember how great Ben Affleck was in Batman?
I forgot he played Batman.
Why did you bring him back to the city?
The port is abandoned. There's a weapon here that can kill it.
Did you find the spear?
I've been a little busy.
This thing, this creature, seems to feed on energy.
This thing is from another world. My world.
I've killed things from other worlds before.
My world.
She with you?
I thought she was with you.
It's thrilling. It's scary. I don't understand any of it. And now these crossovers and flashbacks and parallel worlds.
Dan, it's the Chinaman.
I think so. All right, I'm not going to do it anymore. That's enough's enough. The grab bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug. Now, when we come back, we'll have the local beat for you, yes. But before we do any of that, yesterday, and we'll refresh your memories when we come back, we played Tim Storms singing Lonesome Road. Tim is in the Guinness Book of World Records for hitting the lowest note. Haney, world renowned for his vocal abilities, had Junior take his voice and see where he came on the range, because this Tim Storms, according to Junior, he's the expert, he hits a G minus 7, which he said you need a special microphone because it won't even be picked up by the human ear.
How do we hear it?
Special microphone.
So the microphone translates?
Yeah, what does it do?
It's a computer program that analyzes it. You can't really hear that note.
Did you put Haney's through the computer analyzer?
I put it through mine.
Okay. This Tim, 0.189 hertz. Haney, and I've heard it. Junior did some good work with your voice. you know, gives it a little echo to it, a little, you know.
A
little pizzazz, a little zingaroo to it.
Yeah.
A little razzle-dazzle.
A little razzle-dazzle. And we'll play. He's got two different things, just your voice cold, then he put a little something to it.
A little something.
Yes, a little.
Bam, cabaret.
Yep.
Bam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah, that's
bam,
it.
Cabaret.
Bam. You can describe it as that.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday afternoon, wrapping up your day, weekend staring you right in the face. Coming up, about 30 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's What's Number One. I'm going to give you a question. You tell me, based on a survey, the number one answer. You get it. You get the number one. You're going to be a winner. We'll go over the prizes later, but right now...
Right now?
Right
now. Razzle dazzle.
Yeah, we're going to be razzled. Now, let's set this up, and we're going to see what prompted it, and then we're going to see what Junior did with Haney. Yesterday, during the grab bag, we told you about Tim Storms. Tim holds the Guinness record for hitting the lowest note,
I wondered if they ever measured Thurl Ravenscroft.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
If you don't know who I'm talking about, he's the one who did, "You're a mean one, Mr. Yeah. Grinch."
I think this guy's lower. But
I think Thurl could give him a run for his money.
Thurl was a legend. This guy, Tim Storms, a G-7. That registered at 0.189 hertz.
Which you told me the human ear can't even hear.
Well, that's what Junior told me. What is it?
Well, technically, like the speakers and our headphones that we have can't even really pick up anything below 20 hertz. It's called the fundamental frequency, which is where that note first starts. So where his note first started was 0.189 hertz. You need a special microphone to pick that up.
Every time we think he's slow.
Yeah, he's brilliant. Now, let's have a little sample. We played it yesterday of Tim Storms, which prompted this whole thing.
Got a wall home.
Got to lonesome.
Like a frog.
Yeah.
Walk that lonesome road.
Lonesome road.
Okay, so we couldn't hear any of that, right?
Technically, we couldn't hear any of that.
What you heard was the harmonics. You didn't hear that first
Isn't
frequency.
Isn't all vocal stuff harmonics when it comes out and it's sound waves?
It's resonance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But the fundamental frequency is where that note first starts.
Yeah. Remember Dan Rather? What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Yep. Now, Haney has long been known as Southwest Florida's deepest voice. And Haney, just out of curiosity, wanted to know.
I know my voice isn't that deep, but I wonder how much did he beat me by?
Yeah, and where Haney sat, so we told Junior. Junior's got all the technical stuff at home. Beautiful studio. Mm-hmm. Can make magic.
And reasonably financed.
And reasonably financed. It sure is. And another piece of equipment's on the way. Finally shipped. It was back ordered. But,
well, it's COVID, you know.
Yeah. But don't worry. It was paid for, right, Haney?
Yep.
But it's on the way to Junior. You took Haney's voice And yes. And this is him yesterday. What did you do to this before we play the second one?
You know what he did to it.
Razzle dazzle.
Yeah. What did you do?
Well, a little razzle dazzle. I just put some reverb on it and I tuned up the part where he was singing, but I kept that first note, which was the lowest note. I kept that the same, just normal.
All right, roll them.
Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. Of the seven seals.
Yeah, I hear what you did. You messed it up.
Wait a second. Wait, now, what? He messed it up.
Yeah.
How did I mess it up?
Because you turned what's supposed to be a minor into a major, thinking you're helping me. I did the song as written.
So he made it major?
Yeah.
Oh. Despite it being a major, will that affect how low it goes?
No, that was at the end of the song.
No.
But he thought he was helping me, that I was hitting wrong notes. No, that's the way the song goes. I sang it properly. Yes.
All right, what did you find out?
So the note that you sang at the beginning there.
It's really taking the wind out of his sails after a big build-up.
I'm sorry. Yeah, good job, Junior.
So the note that you sang at the beginning of that was a C-sharp 1.
A C-sharp 1.
Which is about 35 hertz.
That's pretty good, right?
Compared to the other guy, you're off by about like 8 octaves.
Only 8.
Hey, that's pretty good. Now, Junior said, well, I've got this. I've changed it to sharp.
He changed it to major.
Major instead of minor.
Let me just play you the original version of the song so you understand what my intention was and what you did.
Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding, John the Revelator. Wrote the book of the seven seals. Who's that riding?
You get it?
Yeah, yeah.
And you made it happy when it shouldn't be.
Oh, there were a couple parts.
Okay, well, you want to talk about happy.
But you don't. You don't take the liberty of changing the tone of the whole song.
I was just trying to make it better, buddy.
Why are you coming at me, bro? Why are you coming at me?
I thought hand-holding was over.
You did something nice for
me. Yeah. Trying to help.
Although you did make it major instead of minor.
Yeah, all right.
It changes the meaning of the song.
I know, but he was just trying to get a vocal.
Hey, no harm. No harm.
Okay.
Everything's great.
Now.
Good job, Junior.
Now, what did you do? After this, you were saying outside, you were bored. You said, you know what? I've got this now. I'm going to do something with it.
Yeah, I put it to a little music.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Haney did.
Oh, so you moved his voice up to do that as well?
I did. I added about like 3 or 4 layers.
That is what modern music is.
Yeah.
And
from what you did on the air yesterday, it just filled the speakers up.
Yeah. I'm not about that. I'm about...
Never have been.
I'm about this.
John the Revelator.
Well, who's that riding?
You know what that is? That's a microphone and tape.
Yeah.
You know, God walked down in the cool of the day.
Called Adam by his name.
There's a little echo on him.
And he refused to answer because he's naked and ashamed. Who's that riding? John Revelator.
That's Sunhouse, baby.
One of the greatest.
John Revelator.
And it's been done many times. Fans of Son of Anarchy might remember this.
John the Revelator, who's that riding? John the Revelator.
They did a version there.
Who's that riding?
And our buddy Warren
tell
Haynes.
Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding?
They're all good. The original's the best.
Who's
the simplest one?
The simplest
John
one's the best.
Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas.
And that's you. Just Son. He's not even playing guitar. It's just his voice and he's clapping his hands.
Yep. Is the best.
But I will say that's interesting, Junior.
Yeah, I processed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that pretty much what happens now where somebody goes into the studio and says, okay, I have a song, and maybe they play the melody on guitar or on keyboards, they do their vocals, they leave thinking they have one thing, and then when the record's released, it's almost an entirely different product.
Yes, absolutely. 98% of all these like pop songs and top 40s coming out right now.
So if we
all
heard
super the, processed, they don't really sound like
if
that.
If we heard the original tracks, it would be unrecognizable.
If you heard their original takes, most of these artists nowadays, it would sound like night and day.
Hold on. I can't go as low as Haney can, but let me do one and then you take it home with you. And then see what you can do. And tell me where I'm at. And then see what you can do. I want to do...
You can go pretty low.
I can go pretty low, but I don't have a singing voice, which is why...
Oh, come on.
Which is why
I'd like
to see...
I hate your false modesty, sir.
Here we go.
How many albums have you put out? You say you don't have a singing voice.
I'm a stylist, not a singer. I'll do I'm So Lonesome I Can Cry. Born in the heat of the desert, my mama died giving me life, denied the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife. You know, Lord, it's been one hill after another, and I've climbed them all one by one. But this time, Lord, you gave me a mountain that I may never climb. How's that? How's that?
That's gorgeous.
Thank you. That worked.
And you're going to come back and Junior's going to have you sounding like Engelbert Humperdinck.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Let's do the local beat before we have to take a break.
That was interesting, though.
Yeah, I find it fascinating. It
has nothing to do with what I recorded, but it was interesting.
And now, I can't sing to save my life, but he's going to go and make it sound great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll sound like a superstar.
Yep, I can't wait.
So, just one question before we get to the grab bag.
Or no, the local beat.
Or the local beat. I can't keep them all straight.
Me neither.
So... when these people go to perform live, do they have to bring a team of engineers to run those effects so they sound like the record during a concert?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah.
That's insane.
They'll have digital processors.
Before we do the
look. Arguably, the engineers are more important than the artists.
Well, absolutely. You'll hear it. On Monday, you'll hear it.
So that's why you get somebody like Britney Spears that can't sing to save her life, but is willing to go on stage in her underwear and shake it.
Exactly.
With a headset.
With it turned off.
Yes. This just in. And Matt Mangus just handed it to me. Frankie Benali, best known for his work as the drummer of
Quiet Riot,
has passed away.
Oh, no.
He was 68. He had been battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer and went public with his diagnosis in October of 2019. His wife, Regina, said he put up an inspiringly brave and courageous 16-month battle to the end and continued playing live as long as he could. Again, drummer of Quiet Riot, Frankie Benali, passing away, pancreatic cancer. He was 68.
So, the original Quiet Riot consisted of Randy Rhoads, Rudy Sarzo, Kevin Dubrow, and Frankie Benali. Rudy is the last man standing.
Yeah. So I just passed that along for you guys. This is Ingenious Catching a Bad Guy. Headline. This, I believe, is from NBC2. Headline. Deputies say witnesses use cast net to catch burglar in Immokalee. You know, you see him down there when they go and catch the mullet. An 18-year-old who was attempting to break into a vehicle in Immokalee was caught by two men who threw a cast net over him. The Collier County Sheriff's Office said Silverio Sanchez Ramirez now faces charges for burglary of an unoccupied conveyance and criminal mischief. Deputies responded late Thursday to El Paso Trail after they say Sanchez Ramirez was attempting to break into a vehicle parked in the yard of a home. Deputies said two witnesses heard Sanchez Ramirez outside and looked out to see him trying to open the car door. When he found it locked, Sanchez Ramirez ripped off the windshield wipers and tried breaking the windshield. The witnesses found Sanchez Ramirez hiding in the bushes, and he took off running, jumping a fence when they approached him. One of the witnesses followed and threw a cast net over Sanchez Ramirez to hold him down until deputies arrived.
Nice throw.
The old trick of the net falling down, and he can't get out. According to reports, Sanchez Ramirez appeared to be intoxicated.
You don't say.
Yep, and was unable to give a statement to deputies. He was identified at the jail and faces charges for attempting to open the vehicle and for causing multiple cracks to the car's windshield and ripping off the windshield wipers. The old cast net. They did that to the real Batman on the TV series.
Yeah, you got to get a pretty good spread to get a grown man.
Yeah, you got to let that thing fly. We're going to take a break. We're going to give you a chance to win when we come back. You've got the number one answer. We'll give you a prize. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Listen to new thrills in stereophonic high fidelity. Sound with a new dimension. The new living sound of
Stan and Haney.
The realism, depth, and dimension of a live performance right in your own home.
96 K-Rock.
Yeah, that's what we deliver every day. We're Stan and Haney. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails all on the way, but we're going to give you a chance to win right now. It's a fun game. I say, well, what's the number one answer? Got phones on lockdown. Way this game is going to be done, I'm going to pose to you a question, a survey question, 100 people answered. Give me the top answer on the board. If you do, you're going to win a prize. Anything below the number one answer, you're going to be buzzed, and we're going to move on to another caller. So it's going to be rapid fire. You're going to get your own individual survey question. You get the number one answer, you're going to win. You don't, might even be on the board. You don't, done, we're going to move to another caller. Up for grabs today, We have a gift certificate to Bam's Restaurant in Naples. We also have a gift certificate to Lenny's Subs, two locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Very popular, and we have only one left. A gift certificate, $50 gift certificate to Pure Florida, Naples and Fort Myers, boat rentals, jet skiing, sunset cruises, fishing, and more. You want to get a haircut? We've got Twin Cuts. Gift certificate to go get yourself a beard trim, haircut. Ladies, a hair coloring. Kids going back to school. Kids cuts. And we have limited supply of telescoping back scratchers. Those are the prize, but you got to get the number one answer to the survey question. 100 people surveyed. You give me the number one answer, you're going to be a winner. If not, and by the way,
is this like the Family Feud?
Kind of, but not exactly. You can use my regular game show music.
Okay.
And Junior has his finger on the button. 5 seconds to answer. I'll give you 5 seconds after I have asked the question. So if you're sitting there going, I don't know, you're going to hear this. Sorry, and we'll move on. Phone lines are released, 277-9600.
Even line one?
We don't know. Yesterday, everything was working great. So line one was even working great. 277-9600. Let's play Stan's What's Number One? Gonna give you a survey question. 100 people surveyed. We need your response, and if it's the number one answer, you're gonna get yourself a prize. Got a few of these to go through, so everybody hopefully will have at least a chance that can get through on the phone lines, time permitting. Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Here we go. Started. Yesterday was great. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Larry. How are you guys doing?
Good, Larry. You ready for yours?
Give it to me.
All right, Larry. And you got I need 5 seconds to get the answer, and it's got to be the number one answer.
I only need 4¾ seconds, Stan.
All right, buddy. 100 people surveyed. Name something you might think twice about getting rid of. Something you may think twice about getting rid of.
Your wife.
No.
No. No. Number one answer, clothes. Clothes. Wife / lover was on the board. But not number one. All right, let's try it again. Ahoy, who's this?
Tell us.
You got to turn your radio down and tell me who this is.
I just shut it off. Thomas.
Thomas, you ready for yours?
Yeah, sure.
All right. 100 people surveyed. Top answer to this question. You got to get the number one.
Okay.
Name something a divorced couple literally cannot cut in half.
Their kid.
Number one answer.
Well...
Really?
Not number necessarily. One. According to King Solomon.
Number one answer. You win a prize. What would you like?
You don't have pewter mug, do you?
No, I've got Bam's Restaurant.
I'll do Lenny.
All right, Lenny Subs. Done. Hold on.
Decisive. I like it.
Yep. All right. I said name something a divorced couple literally cannot cut in half. Number one answer was kids, followed by house, followed by rings. As in wedding rings. All right. One winner. Two questions already. One winner. So now you see how it goes. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Christy.
How are you, Christy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got planned this weekend?
Working.
Oh, you got to work this weekend, huh?
That's odd, because you sound like a gal that knows how to have fun.
Yeah. Sounds like you like to party a little bit, but you go to work too, don't you?
I do every day.
All right.
I'm responsible.
All right, here, you ready for your question? 100 people surveyed.
Yeah. Okay.
Name one word polite people use instead of swearing. Name one word polite people use instead of swearing.
Freak.
Freak. Sorry.
No. Too bad. We were just getting to know her.
Annie, you want to try that? Name one word polite people use instead of cursing.
Jiminy Crickets.
No. Junior, you got a guess?
Oh, gosh.
No.
Shut the front door?
No. Here they are. Here's the answers. Question was, name one word polite people use instead of cursing. Number one answer was darn, followed by shoot, followed by dang, followed by fudge, followed by sugar. There you go. Let's try another one. 277-9600. Get the number one answer, win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got plans for this weekend?
I'm going to volunteer at an adoption place.
That's very good.
At a what?
What kind of adoption place?
Cat.
Oh, that's very nice of you. I think I saw that on the news that they were having an adoption thing going on with the one of the shelters.
Yeah, I think it's Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
Are these problem cats?
Problem dogs, ones that, you know, like to chew on their foot?
Probably.
All right, are you ready for yours?
Yes, please.
Okay, what's your first name again? Donna?
Linda.
Linda.
Same thing.
Sorry, Linda.
Same Brutus thing. Is not good with kids or people.
Yep. Kids or the elderly. All right, Linda, here you go. 100 people surveyed it. Give me the number one answer, and you're going to get yourself a prize. You got 5 seconds to answer.
Sorry, I can't adopt a cat right now until I find my forever home.
Yep. Sorry, Linda. Now, Linda, do you have pets at your home?
No, not at this time.
Are you going to adopt one?
Yeah,
this
she's
weekend?
Coming home with one.
Yep.
I almost did last weekend, but I'm like, I don't want to make anything rash because that's how they end up there because people make rash decisions.
So true.
So you thought about it, and then common sense and logic intervened.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Linda, here's yours. Again, after I finish.
Because, see, Linda did the right thing and didn't think, oh, do I want a little kitty to cuddle? Linda thought, do I want to clean a litter box a couple of times a week?
Or walk a dog 4 times a day? 5 seconds after I ask the question, okay? I need an answer. Name a household chore that is literally a 4-letter word. Linda! Linda, I told you, you had 5 seconds. A household chore that is literally a 4-letter word.
Oh, I could not think of it. I have the other answer on the other question.
But not that one. I'm sorry, Linda.
Can I give her one?
Can you give her what?
An answer?
To say? All right, if Haney has the number one answer, you'll still win.
Oh, it's got to be number one?
It's got to be number one. 4-letter... Name a household chore that is literally a 4-letter word. Linda, we're going to give Haney a chance. He's got 5 seconds.
I'm afraid I'm going to let you down. Cook.
No. Come on, Haney. I might even
What did you say?
Cook.
No, sorry, not number one. Sorry, Linda. It was on the board. It was number 3 on the board, cook. Name a household...
The first thing that came to mind was 4 letters.
Yeah, name a household chore that is literally a 4-letter word. Number one answer was dust. Dust.
Oh, come on.
Followed by wash, cook, iron. Sorry. I really would have liked to have seen...
Well, cook was a reasonable answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was number 3 on the board. If somebody doesn't get this in the 5 seconds, something's the matter.
if you dust more than you cook, you got a problem.
Well, you should dust once a week. I know my wife cooks once a week. That, sweetheart, that's a joke. That is a joke.
By the way, how'd that work out with the gel three floors down?
Not good. Oh, and by the way, she complained.
Yeah?
And they said, sorry, it's non-toxic. It shouldn't hurt. That's what they answered.
That doesn't address the issue.
Sure doesn't. This happens on occasion. We would like to let you know that our gel packs are non-toxic and shouldn't hurt the product and the food in the box. Well, it was everywhere.
And not delivered.
Nope.
Did they even address that?
No. We're sorry.
But your call was important to them.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Glenn, North Fort Myers.
What's his first name? Hey,
Glenn.
Glenn, how are you, buddy?
Not so bad, not so bad.
All right, let's see if you can be a big winner if you get the number one answer, okay, to survey question, 100 people surveyed.
This is harder than I thought. It's got to be number one.
It's got to be number one. Give me the number one answer to this question. This one, I think, Glenn, you should have the number one answer to this.
All right.
Name the part of the body you use the most from the waist up. From the waist up, name the part of the body you use the most.
Your hands.
Number one answer. Number one answer. You got it right. What would you like?
You got subs, you said?
Yeah, I got Lenny's subs. You want that?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on.
I don't know how head's not the number one answer.
Hands, number one. Arms, number two. Mouth, number three. Eyes, number four. Brain, number five.
Yeah. And out of that, how many are housed in the head?
Eyes, mouth, brain. Yeah, that's about it. Hands was the number one answer.
That's what? Hands don't work without brains.
Very true, Haney. Excellent observation. Okay, this is an interesting one. Of course, it's mainly for ladies, but guys probably might have an answer to this, too, because we know the genre. Ahoy, who's this?
Mark.
Mark, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Got to have the number one answer of the survey question. 100 people surveyed. If you get the number one answer, we're gonna give you a prize. You got 5 seconds to answer. If you don't, we're going to move on. Here's your question. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Name something that is always happening on a soap opera.
Drama.
Not there. No. No. Haney, you want to answer?
Infidelity.
Number one answer. Number one answer. Sex affairs. Followed by dying. Betrayal.
Evil twins.
Crying breakups. Secret identity.
Mm-hmm.
And crime scenes. All right, let's try it again.
Yeah, they'll kill off characters, but the actor was popular, so they'll bring them back as someone else who just happens to look
brother,
like them.
A lost cousin.
And sometimes they just happen to look like somebody.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Bye. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Tim.
Tim, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Tim, you got 5 seconds to answer. 100 people surveyed. Give you the number one answer to this question, and then you'll win a prize.
All right.
Name something people rent for a party. Name something people rent for a party. Go.
A tent.
A tent. Not number one. Good guess. It was number three on the board. Haney?
Clown.
No. Junior?
I don't know.
Bounce house.
No. What do they rent for a party?
Pony.
A VCR to see home movies?
Tables?
Yes. Number one answer, table and chairs. Followed by DJ, tent, beer keg, clown, band, stripper. I mean, what kind of party? Okay, one more. Try to get a winner here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Victoria.
Victoria, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Very good. You got plans this weekend?
No, not right now.
All right. You're working right now?
No, not at work. I'm actually going through a car wash with my boyfriend and my son.
Right on.
Nice.
Right on.
Now, did you get the deluxe wash with the colors?
No, but it comes with a free vacuum.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I think I know which one you're at.
I think your son would appreciate, you know, that rainbow wash that they put on there.
I think that's it does. It's got all the lights, too, and all that stuff.
Yeah, all right, it either way.
All right, Victoria. Now, do people call you Victoria or your friends call you Vicky?
Not really Vicky. I get V sometimes.
All right.
My mom calls me V.
And what never Vic?
Never. No. What about your boyfriend? Does he call you babe?
No. He just calls me Victoria.
Okay, here we go. Here's your 100 people surveyed. You get the number one answer, and we'll get you a prize, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Okay, babe.
Okay, kitten. All right, here we go. You got 5 seconds to answer, Victoria, okay?
All right,
here we go. Name the worst thing about driving behind a bus.
It keeps stopping. Stop. Frequent stop.
Not number one. I'll tell you, it was on the board, but it was not the number one answer.
It should have been.
Thanks for playing, Victoria.
That's the smartest answer.
It was number three. The number one answer, name the worst thing about driving behind a bus. Exhaust fumes was number one. Number two, can't see around the bus. And number three, too many stops. Thank you to our winners. Thank you to all of our participants.
So you'd like to thank the losers.
Even them. Some of them have plans this weekend.
Some of them don't.
Some of them don't. Some of them are in a car wash right now. And you know what? Sometimes for a little kid, that's better than going to a movie. Going through that car wash.
When they came out with that psychedelic wash.
Yeah.
It really changed things.
It changed the car wash industry.
It became so much more entertaining.
Yeah, it was great. I love it. When we come back, your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Bless you, Junior. Saw you sneezing there. Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to get you updated on traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, and be tuning in all next week. Boy, I'll tell you, if you're a Metallica fan, next week on K-Rock, it's going to be crazy. Starting on Monday after Dave and Chuck the Freak, listen to win a digital download of S&M2 and qualify to win a deluxe 4-album collector's edition. And we'll have Metallica music all weekend. Saturday, it's the Metallica drive-in movie at the Collier County Fairgrounds. You still have a chance to win a carload of tickets at 96krock.com. And on Sunday at 8 p.m., a 2-hour Metallica special featuring a preview of S&M2 and interviews with the band members. It's a Metallica week coming up next week on K-Rock. More details, go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. Let's get you updated on traffic, and I'm looking at today's first traffic report. It's all happening for some unknown reason on Daniels Parkway in Fort Myers. Now, keep in mind, all of these are on Daniels Parkway, Fort Myers. Crash, Daniels Parkway and Freshman Lane. Fort Myers, hit and run, Daniels Parkway and Cross Creek Boulevard. Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway, and Fiddlesticks, hit and run. That's all within like a mile and a half, not even. All in that one area. Couple of hit and runs,
so if you're
and a
on,
crash.
If you're on Daniels, or you got to go on Daniels, you may as well just give up.
Best not to be around it right now. And you're up to date. That's bizarre. Well, it's not. If you've ever had to drive Daniels Parkway, you know there's a lot of kooks.
A lot of people live on Daniels, and there is no alternative.
Nope.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you, because Mark Haney has today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Now, I'll preface this by saying we've heard this before, but a group of researchers in Finland just completed a study on hangover cures.
Well, here we go. Haven't found one yet.
They say they have. And it's something that is readily available and has been available for quite some time. Not difficult to get a hold of, but they found this actually works.
Details in less than an hour.
Stan, I believe you're well aware of my opinion of the world of academia.
I've known about your opinion in the world of academia for a good almost 38 years.
Yeah. You still see a limited use for it.
I do. A limited use.
Perhaps I can win you over to my side with this. A college in Germany is giving people grants so that they can watch them, quote, do nothing.
Oh, look at Junior. He likes that whole idea. Yeah, that'd be a fun one, huh?
Yeah.
Get some college credit for that, huh, brother?
Yeah, exactly. Make up for me dropping out.
How many years did you get in before you dropped out?
About a year and a half.
Okay. So you were a sophomore?
Yeah, sophomore. Already had credits going in.
Well, that's good. That shows that you went in with initiative, and then...
And then I lost initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, jettison the equipment, shot to the top. Kellogg's accidentally named its new waffles after a filthy slang term.
Oh!
Who could have seen this coming?
Not me.
A man without a pilot's license is not allowed to rent a plane. So he does the only thing he can do.
What's that?
Stole a plane and immediately crashed.
Oh.
And finally, a drunk lawyer leads police on a high-speed chase, name drops Owen Wilson, and demands pizza. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We all love a little laughter.
Hi, I'm Carol.
Hi, Carol.
I got to get home before I miss my stories.
Well, you're way too quick with that.
I know.
And then that would have been perfect, and now you've burned it out.
Yep.
It would have been perfect for today.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You wasted it.
Yep. Let's see if he can find his mistake. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Statistics show more senior citizens are dating.
Ah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
senior citizen pickup lines.
Top senior citizen pickup lines.
You see how valuable that could have been?
That would have been gold. He wants to go and, you know, it's great thoughts, but he wants to jump the gun. He wants to race out before you need it.
No, he's rank in the gate.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, that's very creative, Junior.
Top senior citizen pickup lines.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Bill Clinton.
Hi, I'm Carol. I heard about Pearl Harbor on the radio.
There you go. My walker isn't the only place you'll find a pair of fuzzy balls. Come over to my place. We can Fox News and chill.
Look at this!
You got some of your "Hi, I'm Carol's" in there to spice it up a little bit?
No, I took those down.
Darn.
Is your name Buick? Because I really want to ride you.
Hi, I'm Carol. I died in the beginning of Up.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, you make my heart stop, literally. Baby, I'll touch you in places your nurse doesn't.
Yep.
You had me at Matlock.
Got that right.
Are you a telemarketer? Because I really feel like you want to screw me.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
It's a nice girl like you doing in a COVID-ravaged nursing home like this.
Don't call women crazy.
Hey.
You're crazy.
No, you old bitch.
You're an old fart.
Hey, old fellow, want to jump in this dap? And finally, the very top senior citizen pickup line.
Yes.
Let's make like my age in 69.
Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis!
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Hit the floor.
The bodies hit the floor. Bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
It's gone.
What do you mean it's gone? What do you mean
it's gone? I don't know. It's not there.
Well, what the hell?
It's gone?
How can it just disappear? Did somebody take your stuff?
I had to restart the computer earlier. Maybe I didn't save it.
You telling me it's gone?
Sorry.
Damn. What are we going to do, Stan? Really like that drop. Makes me really sad.
Yeah.
Gone. It's gone. And I don't know how to. I'd pay the devil to replace it.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go.
And all is right with the world.
Yeah, everything's good.
What happened?
I don't know. My computer restarted. It's
okay,
insane.
All right.
I had to find it again.
Let's start with Superfan Scott, who has a statement to make, and I couldn't agree with him more. Hey, guys. I just want to say that even though Junior gets ribbed often by you guys, the listeners, emailers, I myself being guilty of it, it's for the very most part out of love, We do it out of love because we care. We all remember how bad we all felt when Junior had to leave, but we are all glad to have him back. Thanks for coming back, Junior. We do value you as a member of this. I hope you can hold on until this election cycle is over. You're an important part of this show, and we appreciate you being here.
Through the election cycle.
Through the election cycle.
Come on, man!
P.S. People are persons that are not part of the Stan and Haney family, and you know who you are, should not bully or seek retribution on Junior or any other member of this show. It's been said many times, but it can be said again. Like the Wu-Tang, the Stan and Haney show and its members ain't nothing to be effed with. And then he signs it with three skulls. This is Javier. Ahoy, gentlemen. Haney, with all the cuts to sideline reporters and cheerleaders, will we be lucky enough that when the Dolphins finally cut... will we be lucky enough for the Dolphins to finally cut Jimmy Cephalo as their play-by-play guy? He has been terrible since the Mad Dog went down. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. I don't know what Dan Johnson's doing these days, but evidently you have to be a former Dolphins tight end to get that job.
That's the key. Let's see.
Although, Cephalo was a wideout, but he was slow, so I always think of him as a tight end.
Yeah, most people don't remember he was a player. And it wasn't a bad one. Didn't he also play for the Jets for a while?
I don't remember him playing for the Jets.
I don't know. Hello, Stan and Haney. My name is Chris, and I'm from Fort Myers. I'd like to answer your question of the week. Oh, strangest place you ever had to go because there was no choice? Several years ago, when I worked for an AC company, I was headed to a call in Tampa and stuck in deadlock traffic. I had to pee so bad, so I pulled on the side of the road, jumped in the back of the van, and grabbed the first empty jug I found. Well, traffic started moving, and a semi blew its horn as it rocked by the van. Well, that jug was drain cleaner. The acid got all over my private parts.
No.
It was not pleasant. I walked funny for weeks. One of the worst pains I have ever experienced in my life. Signed, Chris.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Well, the Guardian has a story. Do I want to even picture this?
My best gal and I were riding in the rumble seat of Paw's... We had on our Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. I was Courtney. Before we got to the square dance, just when they called an Alaman right.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, kind of a strange question of the week, but of course everyone has a story, and here's mine. I was courting her down. Now, there have been many times I've had to improvise, but...
There was a hootenanny down at the Union Hall.
But this one is funny and doesn't involve me. Years ago, my wife, and I will not mention her name when you're talking about a story like this, Guardian.
Saint of a woman.
My wife and I were headed to Miami to see my brother. Well, we decided to take 41 rather than the interstate. So as we were driving, we see smoke. Well, sure enough, there was a fire and traffic came to a dead stop. Not an ideal situation. So after about an hour, my wife says she has to pee. Well, there was No brush, no trees. So I got out of the car looking for a spot for her. I started...
Had to do a little scouting.
Yeah, well, because they're in bumper-to-bumper traffic. People were all waiting. I started talking to other people. There was a guy with a motorhome. So we walked back over to the car, and I noticed she was sitting kind of funny. Now, we had our daughter with us. She was only about 6 months old. Of course, if you're traveling with a kid, you have to have diapers. Back in those days, cloth. Well, the reason she was sitting funny was somehow she had managed to get the diaper down and down there to pee into it. Now, the funny part was I had no idea until I got back to the car. I knew right then any woman who could be that innovative was the one for me. Love you, babe. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
You know, that brings a strange thought
to
mind.
So I guess she got the diaper off the baby, put it on the ground, and she peed into the diaper.
Were we the last generation that had to deal with safety pins?
I asked my mom this once when I was in, like, my 20s.
Do you remember being stuck?
Yes. Yes, I said, you used cloth diapers when I was a baby. Did they have disposable diapers then? You know, like a Pampers and stuff? She said, oh, yeah. But in those days, they were very unreliable. They would leak. They would... I said, but you got cloth diapers. They can't be much better. Well, we used cloth and big safety pins.
I was scared to death of safety pins.
Take a break. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now back to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks.
Thank you, Dave and Chuck the Freak. It's a pleasure. We're Stan and Haney. 6 o'clock, it'll be Al Beck. We're just all set up here. Going to tell you, you know what? Little by little, we're coming back from this COVID crapola, and things are starting to happen. We're bringing back something here at 96 K-Rock that was great before the lockdown in mid-March, and I've got good news for you. Especially on a day like a Friday. I'll give you the details in just a second. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Just one thing on the board right now. It is in Fort Myers. It is a crash. The 12,000 block of McGregor Boulevard, right by the BB&T Bank. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30. This is good news. K-Rock is bringing our Friday live happy hour to Fort Myers Beach. Oh, you remember those days, Matt Mangus doing a Friday get-together? They're coming back. Join us the first Friday of every month beginning September 4th for a live broadcast with Matt Mangus, plus K-Rock t-shirts, Stan and Haney VIP Club bumper stickers, drink specials, and more. Stay tuned. We'll have our new location for the Friday Live Happy Hour coming up soon. So stay tuned. Nothing better. I'm glad to see him coming back. And nobody's better than Matt Mangus at those things. He will talk to you about anything, ailments, knee problems, back problems, phlebitis. Coming back starting September 4th. Ahoy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay. How's it hanging?
It's hanging, buddy. It's hanging. And I hope everything's going okay with you. Did school give you, like, a new computer to take home or tablet to distance learning? I know everything's going back, but they're delaying kids going back in the classroom.
Yeah, I think it's from China, and it's full of spyware.
Okay, fair enough. Use it, or if you have to, you could sell it for weed.
Yeah.
Just tell your teachers it got lost. What? You don't like weed?
I don't like, not as much as some people.
Oh.
For some people, it's like a religion.
Yeah, I know, but not you. What do you prefer, Billy? You're 12.
I like beer.
Okay, sure. I like beer. You got a favorite beer?
I don't have that luxury.
I know, but something might be left. Sometimes, you know, one of your mom's friends might leave High Life.
Yeah, you mean like what in a perfect world?
In a perfect world.
I'm kind of hooked on that Bud Nitro.
Yep. You know who else?
Some dick was trying to impress my mom with it. She didn't like it, so I'll never get it again.
You know who else likes that? Is Junior likes the Nitro. Haney had a bunch of it, and Junior went over to Haney's house and drank it all.
Yeah.
Right on.
He likes
stuff,
it.
Yeah.
You know, I had one the other night. It's pretty good. I mean, I like it.
Yeah, but me and Junior know Price is Right. Right, bud?
That's right, homie.
Yeah, free. Free. When the price is right, any beer is good. Right? Right? Right, Billy?
Right on.
Okay. What's going on, Billy? What's going on? What's happening?
You asked about the tablet in school.
Yeah, but you said it's made in China and it's full of spyware.
Yeah, but one of our lessons was about role models.
Yes. Do you have a role model? I had a role model growing up.
Not really. But it got me worried.
Oh.
Because we were supposed to think about what's going to happen to us.
Yeah. Role models are important. Maybe is your dad a role model for you?
I like him, but not really, because I don't understand where his money came from.
Mm. And he's far away now with that girl. He's on some tropical beach right now.
Oh, yeah. He's kicking ass. I'm happy for him.
Well, then good. Then you should be. He's like a role. Wouldn't you want to be that? Get a hot chick and, you know, a lot of money and live your days on a beach?
Yeah, because when he had to I had to call him on Father's Day.
Yeah.
And I apologized for bothering him.
Mm.
And then he apologized. It really meant a lot to me. He apologized for banging my mom.
Nah, they should never. Parents should never talk bad about each other. Because if he didn't bang your mom, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, it made me feel better. It's just a horrible mistake. Just a momentary lapse of judgment.
Don't go along thinking that, Billy. You're not a mistake.
Yeah, but it's true.
Well, maybe it is, but you don't go and let that hang over you all your life. You've got a brain. You've got two arms, two legs. Go do something about it.
My mom can't even take care of herself. She's a basket case. My dad, he's got to finance his lifestyle.
Yeah.
So if anything good is going to happen, I'm going to have to do it myself.
Yeah. Your mom, does your mom get mad that you're on the phone calling the radio station? Does she even know you do it?
She's totally oblivious.
Is she in the house now?
No, she's sprawled out. It's all cloudy, but she's sprawled out on a rusty lounge chair in the backyard and says she's sunbathing and has the strap off.
Yeah, that's to hide those strap lines when you want to wear a low-cut dress or something.
Yeah, it looks like a seal on the beach.
Now, yeah, Billy, we didn't want to call up and say anything bad about your mother.
Fine. Oh, look, there's a walrus in Billy's backyard. No, that's my mom.
We were talking about making something of yourself and not having that cloud of a mistake hanging over your head.
And part of the lesson was that I had to describe what I want to be like when I'm a grown man.
Right. Yeah, we all had to do that.
My answer was that I wanted to be feared and respected by other men and lusted after by females of all ages and extremely wealthy.
Wow.
I think I'm off to a good start.
Yeah, I think you're off to a really good start.
Then they started talking about role models.
Yes.
And they showed us slides of Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk.
Right. Those are two very wealthy, inventive guys.
Yeah, but I look at these guys, and they're telling me to be like Jeff Bezos, who's a short man with a Napoleon complex.
True.
Bald head with wonky eyes.
Yes.
Does he have a fake eye?
I don't know. I've never really taken a close look at him. I'd have to see him up close to tell you that, Billy.
Next time you see a picture, look at it, because one eye is completely different from the other.
Really?
And he looks like a dick.
Okay. All right. Well, then who is your role model?
And Elon Musk seems kind of cool.
Yes.
But I had to watch an interview with him,
uh-huh.
And that guy is definitely on the spectrum.
Some of the most brilliant people in the world, Billy, are on the spectrum.
Well, it must be like a superpower.
Yeah, some people got it, some people don't. I'm looking at Bezos now. I think he's got a lazy eye.
So it's like a dead eye?
Yeah, it's like a lazy eye. Probably when he was your age, had to wear a patch over one.
Yeah, well, he's nothing to write home about, after he started working out.
It's money. It's all about money. You got the money. You ever see the movie Scarface, Billy, with Al Pacino?
No.
Well, watch that, and he'll tell
you. I saw a clip on YouTube, something about your womb is so polluted.
Not that scene. It's about how you
know. I saw, I guess it's the end of the movie where his face is buried in his desk, and he says, "You want some cocaine?
No.
You want some cocaine?
No, that's not.
I'll give you some cocaine. Say hello to my little friend."
So you know the movie.
And everybody dies.
I'm talking about when he says, first.
I'm Tony Montana, mother.
Hey, first comes the money, then comes the power, then come the women.
Yeah, it didn't work out so good for him, I guess.
Not at the end, because he crossed people he shouldn't have. I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about you.
So how did Tony Montana get so rich?
Drugs. We're working for the cartel. Why am I talking? You're 12. I shouldn't be talking about this.
Because Tony Montana was feared and respected by men. And women lusted after him, and he had a lot of money.
Yeah. You got to find some kind of career that's going to make you a lot of money. Are you smoking, Billy?
Yeah.
What do we got this time? Anybody leave a pack around that was visiting your mom?
No. It's one of hers. I don't know. It's like floral scented.
Okay. But don't worry there. She's lying out back in a rusty lawn chair.
Yeah, because she's a strong, independent woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's sleeping?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't call it sleeping. She's unconscious.
All right, Billy, I'm running out of time. What? Anything I can do for you? Anything you need?
Well, I'm no good at sports. I can't be an athlete. That's one way to get the money.
Yes.
The only other thing I could see is that I have to become a rapper like Machine Gun Kelly, and then I can bang Megan Fox-level quality girls.
Okay. Well, oh.
I don't want to be a Brian Austin Green. I want to be a Machine Gun Kelly.
Got the guy right. Junior has rappers come into his studio all the time. He did stuff with Haney's voice today. He can make anybody sound superb, sound great. You want to maybe hook up with Junior?
Is,
Well, Stan, I'm white and I'm not very talented.
It doesn't matter. Junior can make you sound great.
What do I have to do?
Junior?
You don't have to do much. Just come up with some lyrics and spit it into the microphone and I'll work my magic for you.
Yeah.
But you got to pay me.
Oh, you'd give Billy a break, wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, come on.
So could I do it right now and then you take it home with you?
Yeah, go ahead. Spit some bars. Let's see what you got, dog.
Go ahead, Billy.
I'm not good at rhyming. My mom's a bitch. My life sucks. But I like listening to Stan and Haney. And I hope that one day I will be feared and respected by men, lusted after by women of all ages, and I will be a gentleman of independent means, but no one will know where my money ever came from.
Okay. So that's what you want to do?
Drat. Is that how you do it?
Billy, it's a little bit more. Drat.
Try that.
Drat. Blech.
Atta boy, Billy. Set your goals high. We're going to take a break. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
New from K Town, Dynamite, a great new album. 20 original hits, original stars. Paper Lake,
The Night Chicago Guy.
George McRae. The DeFranco family.
Darling, save the last dance for me.
Backman Turner Overdrive.
I'll be taking care of business every day.
You got the Stylistics. William Devon, Albert Hammond, Gladys Knight, Al Wilson, Lobo, and Terry Jack.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
Eric Clapton.
I shot Sheriff.
Steelers Will.
Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Get Dynamite, a power-packed new album, $5.99 from K-Town. 8-track tape, $6.99.
Did you know that the largest record store in the known world universe is here in Los Angeles? It is, and it's called Tower Records. And Tower Records is located in the heart of the Sunset Strip. At Tower, you'll find tens of thousands of your favorite LPs and tapes and a few drunk pop stars. And you'll find that they're all super discount priced. Tower will always save you money on the LPs and tapes you buy. You'll find more rock LPs than you ever thought existed. And that includes more imported rock LPs. You'll find more jazz, more classics, more easy listening, more country, more international, more spoken word. More of everything than you've ever seen in one store at one time. It sounds like heaven. And you'll find thousands of 45 RPM singles. In short, the largest record store in the known universe lives up to its name. Shop Tower Records in the heart of Sunset Strip tonight and every night of the year until midnight. It is a good place. And Tower will have my latest album this afternoon, so go get it.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 K-Rock.
Was that Greg?
Yes, it's our old program director. Stan and Haney.
What the hell is going on with Bezos' eye?
He's got a lazy eye.
Well, he's got one that's wide open and another one that's almost closed.
Yeah, he might have vision problems. I don't know. You would think if anybody could go and get it fixed, it would be him. Money would be no object.
Because to our right, the eye on our right?
Yeah.
That looks to me like a glass eye.
Yeah, but the one to our left could be the lazy eye that never worked right. I don't know. He doesn't have to worry about getting chicks.
Oh, he does. They're very pricey for him.
They're pricey and litigious.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other side of the coin.
Yeah, see, when you don't have a dime to your name, and you want to dump your wife for a floozy.
Yeah, for a floozy.
Yep, a well-known floozy.
Yes.
I mean, she's already drained Tony Gonzalez's bank account dry. So you're going to have to pay off your long-suffering wife with billions of dollars. Yep. And guess what? The one you're so entranced with who thinks you are just, my life has been so incomplete until I met you, wonky eye. By the way, bonus that you started working out.
Yep.
You look at pictures of Jeff Bezos a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Different guy.
Oh, sure. Junior, look up there. Just type in into a Google search engine. What's wrong with Jeff Bezos' eyes?
It's like Elon Musk decided to become Iron Man, and he decided to become Dr. Evil.
Yep. Because they'll tell you, there's somebody on the internet that knows what's wrong with his bum eyes. What's wrong with Jeff Bezos' eyes? Say anything? Has he got some kind of disease in there? Has he got a glass?
Glass eye?
Glass.
Meiosis or ptosis? I've never heard of these.
Chronic halitosis?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, that's what's coming up.
I remember when we were kids in school, there was always a kid that would have it. I think you called it myopia, that had the eye, and they had to cover up the strong eye and make the weak eye work.
Is this like what Hallman had when he had to get his eyes tightened?
No.
Because his were looking other directions.
Yeah, that's called Wally-eyed.
Some people in a forum are saying it's a glass eye.
It could be glass. Here's the trick. You can't move a glass eye. So if he looks at something,
what happened?
And one eye is straight, is
see,
glass.
What I'd like to think happened is that he and Elon Musk got into a fight in a bar. Elon busted a beer bottle and took his eye.
Great story. Great story. Yeah, I don't know. Something wrong. Might be glass.
And then the two of them said, "All right, Elon, let's settle this like gentlemen. Let's build rockets."
Search engine. Does Elon Musk have a glass eye?
Elon doesn't. Jeff Bezos does.
I'm sorry. Does Jeff Bezos have a glass eye?
It's very noticeable.
Yeah. Well, you lose weight and get in shape. You got to get a new sized eye.
Gonna need to upgrade the eyeball. Yeah,
you know, this one's got a circumference of such and such. You've lost a lot of weight. We need to swap it out. Let's get you updated on traffic. If we find anything on that, Junior will let us know.
It's all saying the same thing.
Glass.
People are speculating that it might be a glass eye, but some other people are saying meiosis.
Does anybody know what happened to give him the glass eye? If you find out, that'll be breaking news.
Yep. All right, we got one thing on the board, and it is in North Fort Myers. We got a crash. No injuries, no road blockage. Piney Road and Evergreen Road. That's in North Fort Myers. And you are up to date. Got another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, August 21st.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Okay. There are many people that have had a direct influence on your life and the fate of the world, and you never know their names. Allow me to introduce you to one of them.
All right.
William Mitchell.
Bill Mitchell. What do we know about him?
Well, Bill Mitchell made his living as a chemist.
Okay.
He is credited as the key inventor behind Pop Rocks.
Well, the original Pop Rocks.
The ones that worked.
Yep.
He's credited with being the key inventor behind Pop Rocks. Tang.
I thought the astronauts had that.
Well, it was for the astronauts. And that would be impressive enough.
Yeah.
With just Pop Rocks. Pop Rocks, Tang, and Cool Whip.
Oh, Cool Whip, the non-dairy creamer. There's not any milk. There's no milk in it.
Cool Whip.
And here's another thing. When Haney and I were growing up, they would always have the Tang advertising because it's what the astronauts took into space.
Mm-hmm.
So every kid would tell their mom, buy some Tang because we want to drink what the astronauts are drinking. It is the worst tasting.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's the horrible tasting drink. There's nothing good about it.
But it proved us to be worthy men.
Yep, because the astronauts
ready to
Tang.
Conquer the moon.
Yep.
Stan, you spent a portion of your life studying the diseased mind.
A portion of it. Yep.
Did you ever look into schizophrenia?
Yeah, we had to go and look into schizophrenia, yeah.
Well, you might find this interesting, or maybe they taught it to you. I don't know, but I didn't know this. Scientists say there has never, ever been a person who was born blind and schizophrenic.
There was some talk about that, yeah. It was, you know, the cues the brain gets from vision.
Mm-hmm. Now, they readily admit they don't know why this is,
no.
But their best guess is that without vision, a person's brain is incapable of developing multiple interpretations of the world around them.
Makes complete sense.
I wonder how many people could name the Supreme Court now.
Who sits on the Supreme Court?
Mm-hmm.
Junior.
Brett Kavanaugh and Ruth Bader Gator, whatever her name is.
Ruth Gator.
Ruth Gator.
Ruth Gator Binberg?
Ruth Gator Binberg. those two, right?
Well, that's better than I expected.
Then you got your Sotomayor.
Yeah, that one.
Then you have Clarence Thomas.
I was going to say that, yep.
He was going to say that, Stan. Why?
Keep going.
Then who's the Chief Justice, the one that's...
John Roberts.
John Roberts disappointed us a lot lately.
No, he's being blackmailed over his children.
That's what I think.
I was going to say that, too.
Gorsuch.
Mm-hmm.
I think we named them all, didn't we?
Nope.
Who's left out?
Alito.
Oh, yep. Then I think we got them all.
No, there's another Clinton broad in there.
You got your Sotomayor.
The other one, Kagan.
Yep. Then we got them. All right, we did it.
In recent history, two of our distinguished Supreme Court justices, William Rehnquist,
mm-hmm.
and Sandra Day O'Connor. They served many years on the Supreme Court together.
I think Rehnquist was a a Nixon or Ford appointee, and then he eventually became Supreme Court Justice. Mm-hmm. Sandra Day O'Connor was a Reagan mm-hmm. appointee.
What you may not know, Bill Rehnquist and Sandy O'Connor
yeah.
were both students at Stanford Law School.
Okay.
And?
What? Uh-oh.
They dated each other.
Can you imagine those deliberations in chambers?
Woo! He knows what's up that road.
Darn right he does.
Many people might think Rio de Janeiro is the capital of Brazil.
It's not?
It is not. The capital of Brazil is Brasilia, which in the 1970s was the city of the future.
Yep. They had the World's Fair there.
Now, having said that, Rio de Janeiro was the capital of Portugal.
Okay.
In the early 1800s, the Portuguese royal family fled there to escape Napoleon.
A lot of people did that.
So, Rio became the official capital of Portugal. Lisbon became Portugal's capital again in the 1820s.
Thank you, Haney.
And one final trivia question for you, Stan.
All right.
How many pigs reside in Afghanistan?
I wouldn't say many. We could have ended this early on. Haney and I had the whole thing planned.
Mm-hmm. And this is not a joke.
And this is not a joke. I would... None.
There is precisely one pig in the entire country of Afghanistan. His name is Khanzir.
Ooh.
And he's in the Kabul Zoo. Since Afghanistan is a full-on Islamic country where not only don't they eat pork, they aren't even supposed to touch pigs. They don't need another pig. Yep. They have one at the zoo to frighten people with.
Yeah. And back when the Gulf Wars started, Haney and I had the solution. You just take big double-propellered choppers
mm-hmm.
full of pigs and drop them in. And you'd watch them head for the hills.
Yep.
They you can't know, put, even touch them.
Put little parachutes on them and
yep. Land them right down. And they breed like mad, go feral very quickly.
And they get mean.
And they're mean. They'll occupy the whole area. And they'll run for their lives.
Yep. Root everything up. They'll yep. root up all those poppy fields.
Yep.
Destroy the world's heroin supply.
Yep. In a second.
But nobody listens to
no.
me. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. For as long as we've been in radio, Stan, it seems like we've heard many, many times that someone has finally discovered the cure for a hangover.
Yep. We even had a guy ship us a bunch of stuff one time because he guaranteed if you drank this before you went out, you'd wake up fine. It doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't.
So I will pass the information along. It's being reported. A group of researchers in Finland just wrapped up an exhaustive study on a potential cure for hangovers. Now they can finally start to tackle this COVID thing.
Yeah. Let's get that one out of the way.
You know, once we solve ED and hangovers, hair growth,
yep,
we'll get on to the other stuff.
Like COVID.
Yep. They did their research, and they say at the end of all of it, they found one thing that actually works for a hangover.
What is it?
It's an amino acid called L-cysteine. And they found that when people used it after drinking heavily, it helped get rid of headaches and nausea. And one thing that makes this study more believable to me.
Yeah.
I don't see how the researchers would be making a lot of bank off this because it's readily available now.
Yep.
It's been around for a while.
And you can get health stores and all that stuff.
Vitamin supplement stores. It's also supposed to be good for your skin, hair, and nails. L-cysteine. L-C. L-cysteine starts with a C, but thank it's you. Pronounced as an S, like a snake.
Yep. Yep. You know, you could be an elementary school teacher. You could do it.
Elementary, yes.
Yep. Explaining that to them like that.
And
the sounds of your letters.
But those kids, by the time they left elementary school, they'd end up like I did. They'd already know everything. Yep. And high school would be boring.
Because cake, you'd swear that's a K, but no, it's a C.
Sound it out.
That's a K. No. C has two different sounds.
You see, Stan, the English language is filled with arbitrary rules that make no sense.
That's why it's one of the hardest languages to learn for somebody else.
Because what no one will tell you is that we made it up as we went along.
Yep.
A 59-year-old man named Richard Jordle went to a small plane rental shop in Astoria, Oregon on Tuesday. Well, of course, he's there to rent a plane. But some pretty bad customer service here. They told Richard they didn't need his business. Why?
Why?
Just because he didn't have a pilot's license.
Oh, come on. That's no excuse.
Well, Richard, at that point, did the only thing he could do. He tried to do things above board.
Sure.
And they refused him just because he didn't know how to fly an airplane. So he went back later that night, stole the keys to the plane, and took off anyway.
Yep. Fired her right up.
Shortly thereafter, he crashed it in Olympia National Park in Washington. Navy rescue crews found him 12 hours later, and he was rushed to the hospital in critical condition.
That's a crash there. Look at that.
Tell me I don't know how to fly a damn.
Yeah, give me that thing. Give me the keys.
What, you think I was born yesterday?
Is this thing in neutral?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, far be it for me to say this, and right. I'm going to catch some heat for this.
Sure.
But it's not always good to tell little girls they can be anything they want to be.
How dare you? How dare you say that? Shame!
38-year-old Rena Sanders is a lawyer in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Good for her. I think that's great.
On Monday, she led police on a drunken high-speed chase.
That's not great.
A police officer attempted to pull her Lexus over when they clocked her doing 80 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone.
That can be done.
She opted not to stop and be inconvenienced. Mm. As a matter of fact, she upped her game, took it up to 90.
Ooh.
At which point she fishtailed and nearly crashed. Police had to box her in and order her out of the car at gunpoint. Once they had her in custody, that's where the feminine wiles come in. She figured she could talk her way out of this with a warning.
Sure.
And then she started, name dropping.
Yeah.
And informed the officers perhaps they didn't realize they were dealing with a woman who calls Owen Wilson a close personal friend. They didn't realize they were dealing with a woman who knows Ryan Reynolds.
Oh!
And when that didn't work,
yeah,
she pulled out the heavy artillery. Oh. Not impressed with the butterscotch stallion, Owen Wilson. Not familiar with the Green Lantern himself, Ryan Reynolds.
That's right.
You guys are going to feel pretty silly when I tell you you're looking at a woman who knows The Rock. I guess at that point she expected them to start chanting, Rocky, Rocky, and let her go. They didn't.
No.
They took her to jail, and at that point she realized that she wasn't getting off with a warning, and then started to adapt to her circumstances by demanding they order her an effing pizza. She's facing charges for reckless driving, DUI, resisting arrest, and drug possession.
Drug possession.
Edibles in the purse.
Aha!
She was released on $56,000 bond and claims to this day she is 100% innocent, and she knows The Rock.
What the? There's a snooty one.
Cops don't get paid enough. And that's the news for today, Friday, August 21st.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
You know what?
She looks like she's got a little bit of an attitude. Think she owns the world.
Yep. Maybe if she was a homemaker, the kids would have humbled her.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
Okay, Miss Rock, let's go.
We'll be back.
Miss Butterscotch Stallion, come on.
Yeah. Tell us all the other celebrities you know, huh?
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Impressive.
Stan and Haney.
No, I'm not ordering you a pizza. Albert.
96 K-Rock.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by...
What?
Go, you know the...
What?
You know the thing.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
What? Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your week with us. It is greatly appreciated. We can't do it without you. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's been a hard, long day for Daniels Parkway. Earlier today in the traffic report, we had 3 active crashes on Daniels Parkway, including a hit and run. Right now, Fort Myers crash, Gateway Boulevard in Daniels Parkway, and in Lehigh Acres. Got construction work going on. Elva Avenue, not Alva, but Elva North, and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Let's laugh. shall we?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Also, I went to a nude beach for the first time this summer. Wow, it's not what you think it is. And let me explain, it's not weird to see naked people. We see nudity all the time, you know, cable and R-rated movies. But those people in the movies have been pre-approved to be naked. They went through a casting director or somebody, you know. Everybody gets onto the nude beach. It's not the Playboy Channel down there. It's more like the Discovery Channel. I'm not sure who made the human body, especially after I saw the nudists involved in sporting activities. There's nothing more confusing than watching a naked man running. Some things are not so good at high speed. That's why I couldn't believe it when I found out the first Olympics in ancient Greece were performed completely in the nude. For hundreds of years. Why don't they bring this back to the Olympics? Boost the ratings. Who wouldn't tune in to see the nude luge? Put a new twist on the men's hurdles too, wouldn't it?
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay. How's it hanging?
It's hanging, buddy. It's hanging. And I hope everything's going okay with you. We were talking about making something of yourself and not having that cloud of a mistake hanging over your head.
And part of the lesson was that I had to describe what I want to be like when I'm a grown man.
Right. Yeah, we all had to do that.
My answer was that I wanted to be feared and respected by other men and lusted after by females of all ages and extremely wealthy.
But then they started
talking about role models.
Yes.
And they showed us slides of Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk.
Right. Those are two very wealthy, inventive guys.
But I look at these guys, and they're telling me to be like Jeff Bezos, who's a short man with a Napoleon complex.
True.
Bald head with wonky eyes.
Yes.
Does he have a fake eye?
I don't know. I've never really taken a close look at him. I'd have to see him up close to tell you that, Billy.
Well,
but
next time you see a picture, look at it, because one eye is completely different from the other.
Really?
And he looks like a dick.
Okay. All right. Well, then who is your role model?
And Elon Musk seems kind of cool.
Yes.
But I had to watch an interview with him, and that guy is definitely on the spectrum. Well, it must be like a superpower.
What do you, I mean,
so,
oh, I'm looking at Bezos now. I think he's got a lazy eye.
So it's like a dead eye?
Yeah, it's like a lazy eye. Probably when he was your age, had to wear a patch over one.
Yeah, well, he has nothing to write home about, even after he started working out.
It's money. It's all about money. You got the money. You ever see the movie Scarface, Billy, with Al Pacino?
No.
Well, watch that, and he'll tell you.
I saw a clip on YouTube, something about your womb is so polluted.
Not that what part. Not that scene. It's about how you
know. I saw, I guess it's the end of the movie, where his face is buried in his desk, and he says, "You want some cocaine?
No.
You want some cocaine?
No, that's not.
I'll give you some cocaine. Say hello to my little friend."
So you know the movie.
And everybody dies.
I'm talking about when he says,
"Yeah, it didn't work out so good for him, I guess."
Not at the end, because he crossed people he shouldn't have. I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about you.
So how did Tony Montana get so rich?
Drugs. We're working for the cartel. Why am I talking? So, you're 12. I shouldn't be talking about this.
Because Tony Montana was feared and respected by men and women lusted after him, and he had a lot of money.
Yeah. You got to find some kind of career that's going to make you a lot of money. Are you smoking, Billy?
Yeah.
What do we got this time? Anybody leave a pack around that was visiting your mom?
No. One of hers. I don't know. Like floral scented.
Okay. But don't worry there. She's lying out back in a rusty lawn chair.
Yeah, because she's a strong, independent woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's sleeping?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't call it sleeping. She's unconscious.
What? Anything I can do for you? Anything you need?
Well, I'm no good at sports. I can't be an athlete. That's one way to get the money.
Yes.
The only other thing I could see is that I have to become a rapper like Machine Gun Kelly, and then I can bang Megan Fox-level quality girls.
Okay. Well, oh.
I don't want to be a Brian Austin Green. I want to be a Machine Gun Kelly.
I got the guy right. Junior has rappers come into his studio all the time. He did stuff with Haney's voice today. He can make anybody sound superb, sound great. You want to maybe hook up with Junior?
But the problem is, well, Stan, I'm white and I'm not very talented.
It doesn't matter. Junior can make you sound great.
What do I have to do?
Junior?
You don't have to do much. Just come up with some lyrics and spit it into the microphone and I'll work my magic for you.
Yeah.
But you got to pay me.
Oh, he you'd give Billy a break, wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, come on.
So could I do it right now and then you take it home with you?
Yeah, go ahead. Spit some bars. Let's see
something.
What you got,
go ahead,
dog.
Billy.
I'm not good at rhyming. My mom's a bitch. My life sucks. But I like listening to Stan and Haney. And I hope that one day I will be feared and respected by men, lusted after by women of all ages, and I will be a gentleman of independent means, but no one will know where my money ever came from.
Okay, so that's what you want to do?
Drat, drat. Is that how you do it?
Billy, it's a little bit more. Drat.
Try that.
Drat.
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 Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.